Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Playdate. My name is Allison LeBrun, and I'm really juiced up today. I usually say I'm excited, but I'm juiced up because I'm here in this beautiful cafe in the Heights in Jersey City called The Cliff. And it's just got a cute little vibe. And I'm also here with an amazing woman who I met a few weeks ago. Her name is Jasmine Diane, or also Princess, and she's a 24-year-old multimedia artist from South Florida. And after spending several years as a photographer, her focuses are illustration and collage. She's inspired by music and magic, and she seeks to create whimsical work. So welcome, Jasmine.
Hi.
I love that you use the words magic and whimsical in your bio. That's just so awesome. What do magic and whimsy mean to you? Like, what does that look like for you?
Oh gosh, wow. Okay, so hard hitting. right then and there. I love it. Well, just whimsy and magic for me are just kind of like, I just grew up kind of like in love with fairy tales. You know, like, I love the witch and the prince and the castle, and I love, like, the woods, and because they always took place, like, in the woods and, like, foresty areas, and I just always, like, I didn't have that growing up. I didn't grow up in a woodsy area. I grew up basically, like, next to the marsh and the swamp. It's Florida, so we didn't have that. So I just kind of grew up very attracted to concepts of, like, fairy tale or like the wonder, like wonderment, or so in my art, which is just like I want to like create things that feel whimsical and magical, and I like kind of take elements from those things I grew up loving. So it's just kind of how can I channel these things that I'm attracted to and things that make me feel like ethereal. Like, I just, that's just kind of like what I'm trying to do with my artwork. And when I look at things like a beautiful forest or like the mountains or a princess's dress, like those just kind of like scream like, this is what life is, like this, like this beauty, or like this this just being enamored, like things that I'm enamored with, like the fact that my body just kind of like tells me like, oh, this is special, like that's what I want to channel in my work. I think that's a good answer. I'm not sure.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love how you are creating what brings you joy.
Like, yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, exactly, that's kind of like the plan. Because a lot of people say that artists just you know, they're struggling artists, and like a lot of their motivation comes from like pain and suffering and all of that, and like it's true that like, you know, really like sad or like painful experiences can lead you to be productive if you choose to be productive. That's amazing, that's great. But I also really like want to create art that like makes you happy and not make you think of those bad times you went through. Like, just kind of like, I want to create things that just kind of like, oh, that's fun, it's playful, that makes me like want to try it myself, you know. So I want to do something towards that that line.
That's so beautiful. I love that paradigm. Yeah, because it, like, you're right, like, I mean, it's nothing wrong with art that has you go into the darkness, but I personally like love your perspective. Yeah. Like, feel like I'm bathing in it, like, yeah, like I love looking at things that, yeah, give me that spark of joy and have me remember that, like, yeah, the world is a magical place. It can be painful, but it can also be magical at the same time.
Exactly, that's basically it. That's basically like my motivation, because, you know, everyone's been through their tough times, and I have been too, and it's, and I'm like super grateful for them, because they've pushed me to be better, and they've pushed me to like grow and get out of my comfort zone. And those are things that I do want to talk about in my work, like getting out of the comfort zone and exploring something different, or like pushing yourself to think of something you haven't thought about before, or just, you know, like instead of feeling awkward, you can turn that awkwardness into pleasant surprise, you know. So that's just kind of what I mean by magic and whimsy. Like, oh, like, that's crazy. Like, serendipity and, like, coincidence. Like, they're all fun things to think about. And I want to focus on that. For sure.
Wow. So genius. And I love your art. I mean, we'll put a link for everyone so that they can actually see the art that you create. And it really does... it does create that. It, like, when I looked at your pieces, I was just like, ooh, like, I was feeling like my inner child, this part of me on the inside that's still like a little girl, or the part of me that still has access to even just like the teenage part of me, where, you know, you're still not 100% responsible for your life yet, and you can still see all the possibilities and like, what could I create? You're not like burdened down by getting rejected or all those things.
Yeah, exactly. There's just I want it to be more happy and just more, but also like I do want to touch on I do like dark things though, which is a weird, like, I'm like totally like a horror, like thriller, like dark kind of person. It's such a weird juxtaposition that I have. So sometimes my work does touch on like things like possession or like obsessiveness, you know, like what would be considered dark, but I try to put like a spin on it, you know, like I kind of try to like celebrate it in a way. Not like, that makes you sound I try to like, you know, it's just kind of like acknowledge that those things make you human, you know what I mean? And you can, but you do have your power and how you can like channel that. So there's like a lot of themes going on in my work, but I, you know, overall I'm like, okay, like, let's just have fun, you know, let's have fun with the work, and if it can help someone feel better, then that's it, that's great.
Wow, that's some powerful wisdom. I'm just like, my brain is exploding right now. Well, I wanted to talk about, because I know that music is something that really influences you and has influenced you. How does music, what role has it played in your career as an artist?
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. So I grew up always loving music, always, like, paying attention to music. I know some people, like, they don't really, like, think about it as much. I've met people who don't think about it that much, and it's just like, how? Like, how can you not, like, notice a song? Like, how can a song not, like... But, you know, to each their own. I just grew up, like, paying attention to songs because they created, like, a feeling in me. Like I have, like, a very sensitive, like, hearing, I guess. Like, sometimes, like, a song would come on and, like, it would just make me want to cry. Just so weird. I'm such a crybaby, but, like... I, like, want to cry because of how, like, it just compels me to do something. Like, I think that's a very powerful thing. I don't have a better word right now. But my brother, my closest brother that I grew up with, he was very into music. He's super into music, and he's a musician, and he played guitar all the time, and he learned, like, he taught himself how to play, like, the keyboard and the drums, and he was just very inspired by music, and we shared a lot of music together, and I'm very happy that we had that relationship, because it made me, like, appreciate music more, and he showed me a lot of different artists that, like, opened up my mind, and, like, if I was gonna start painting, I would put on a song. You know, I'd put a song on and be like, this song makes me feel this way. So I want to channel that feeling into whatever I'm painting today. And then, like, music would just, you know, just be submerged completely in, like, that song. And, like, it would just give my brain images and, like, my brain different colors. So, like, it's kind of like synesthesia, except it's not. Like, I don't actually hear a song and then, like, I can see colors, like, physically, but I wish I did.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of that, of how some people have that, and I think that's a beautiful thing. But yeah, no, songs just, like, make me feel, like, they just, like, my brain just pops up with, like, correlations.
Wow.
And music is a very, like, a big, like, catalyst for me and, like, my art. Like, I would not have done some things if it was not because of a song that I heard.
Wow.
So that's how music, like, really... it just really helps me, and it, like, also encourages me to, like, get up. It, like, can completely change my mood. Like, I can feel motivated because of a certain song. if I'm feeling really sad, but I don't know how to, like, get rid of the sadness, I'll put on a sad song, and then it makes you feel better, you know? Like, I'll cry it out, and then I'll be, like, rebuilt. Like, it makes me feel like I'm building myself again. And those are very, like, strong themes, and that's what I try to, like, also show, like, in my art, just, like, you can rebuild yourself, but you have to let yourself feel the pain first. Like, music does that for me. Like, music helps me through that pain, or music helps me through those feelings.
Wow. Yeah, I can totally relate. But the way that I love the way you have such a deep connection to music, because I don't know that I've allowed myself to, like, really receive, I guess, the, like, the gifts of music. It's like a real receiving, it sounds like.
You're kind of like, like, sometimes songs just kind of, like, they hold their hand out at you, and you take the hands, and you're like, oh, like, this is something I haven't felt before, like, seen before in my own, like, mental landscape, you know? So I love, you know, Beach House. It's one of my favorite bands, because they have such an atmospheric, soft sound. They're very, like, tender, and, like, it's very comforting to me. They're, like, a dream pop band. Another one of my favorite artists is Toro y Moi, and he's not, like, he's kind of like the opposite. He's not very atmospheric. He can be, but he's more, he's indie tronica, and he's just, like, he just kind of, like, is, he just channels feelings very well, and he's very, like, rhythmic, and like, it's more hard-hitting than, like, dream pop, but it's just, like, motivating. It's just, like, here's all the soundscapes. It's awesome. So I use him as, like, an inspiration too. So I just try to, like, I'm very open to, like, listening to new artists or, like, different artists, because, like, there's, like, a piece that I can take from all of them that can, like, show me something new or, like, push me to do something different.
That's amazing. I'm, like, learning so much from you right now. It's really beautiful. Like, one of my friends recently made the suggestion to me that I, like, take everything everyone says to me as, like, a gift, like a contribution to me. And it just kind of feels like you do that, but with songs. I mean, maybe you do that with people too, but you really, like, see a song as, like, gifting you with some information or a path or a new way or a new perspective. That's beautiful.
No, you hit it right on the, you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, for sure. Like, I just, like, every song is, like, a new opportunity to feel, like, a different way. But I do try to do it with people too. You know, even negative experiences with people. It's just the best, I think the best, most, it's just better for yourself to just be like, you know, instead of being sad or angry about this all day, like, what am I learning from it? And it does take time to really get into that mentality of helping yourself, because I have issues, like, something like my anxiety will just be like, think about it, like, think about how angry you are, like, think about how upset that made you. But, like, you can't do that. You just have to be like, okay, well, why did that happen, and how can I make it better? And people help you do that. They, even if they're not, that's not their intention, but you like, you know, the best revenge is, like, turning it around and being like, well, I'm more wise now. Like, that experience made me learn something. So
wow. That's such a, I love that perspective. Yeah, it's kind of like if you have an interaction with someone or life and it's not, like, you're like, but that's not what I wanted, or that wasn't my preference. Like, I wouldn't have preferred that. If I could have picked, I wouldn't have picked that.
Yeah.
But it's like I love how you generate, like, looking at what, like, what's right about it. Like, what is it giving me? Even though maybe I didn't prefer it. Like, there's some wisdom or some gift in this, like, situation.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Thank you. I'm not trying to, like, I just feel, oh, I'm so shy. But yeah, I don't know. I just think that's the best way to do it. Music has helped me, like, kind of, like, see that in a way. But gosh, music is just so prevalent in my life. I don't know. Like, it became even more of a big deal because when I went to college, I was a radio DJ. It took me a long time to become a radio DJ. in college, but I was just like so excited, like when I saw people like talking about why they love music or just sharing like a good song they heard the other day. It like really does build like a sense of like kinship or like community with other people. Like it's just a way to like socialize as well. And then you meet people with like these interesting ideas because they love the same song as you. Like I really like that about being a radio DJ, but also you meet other artists, and I was very interested in like how do you make music, like how is that possible, like that's insane to me. Like I can draw and I can use Photoshop and I can paint, but putting a song together is like insane to me. Like it just seems impossible. I mean, it's not, but that's like music is like another magical thing for me, because it's like literally only humans can do this, and that's it's just like evidence that there's like some kind of magic out there because music is a thing. Like, so that's why I like to involve myself in it, because it just helps with, if you're creative, like it just helps you stay creative.
Wow, I love that. Yeah, I'm the same. I don't play an instrument. Like I don't sing. I mean, I sing in the shower, but it's not something that people would want to listen to. And yeah, it's like watching music. It is such a magical thing, because it's like, how in the world?
How did your brain think that?
Yeah.
Even come up with that concept, or how do they decide? I know there's like rules, and there's, you know, that's why there's schools for music. They have formulas, and they have, but there's just some songs that are like that come from. You know?
Do you think you would ever pick up an instrument or take singing lessons, or I don't know, do you have that interest, or you more just love it for the relationship you have with it?
I fantasize about like taking singing lessons, but I don't know. Maybe one day when I have like confidence or I have like some free time or something, I would like casually take up singing lessons. An instrument is like, it's like I've tried playing the guitar, but it didn't. But like actually playing it like didn't imbue like a sense of joy. So like I was like, okay, maybe it's not right for me. But I definitely love the possibilities of it. But I just don't think like it would just take too much time away from like drawing or like collaging to actually get good at it. And like my body was just like, no, like keep drawing and keep collaging. So I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll just keep listening to music and, you know, keep having it in my life, but not actually like write a song.
Yeah, I love that. I love how you shared that you trust like what kind of gives you that spark of joy. You really follow that. Is that kind of what's led you to like your current work now, the current work that you're doing with the collage and painting? And
Definitely. Yeah, that's exactly right. Spark of joy. I just keep thinking about Marie Kondo now and her and her Netflix show and the books, and it's crazy how much like that show has like garnered like attention, and like her book has been out for a while, but I really like that. I know this is not the question at all, but she's really talking about that sense of the sparking joy. Like, I think that's really important. People don't like tune into that. So I'm really happy she's spreading that message around, because I didn't really realize it before she like said that phrase either. I was like, that's right. Like, that's why I like these things. Like, that's why like I'm attracted to certain things, because it is that spark that you get. But a feeling or like an attraction or like an impulse that I get is very important to me, and it has led to like my focuses now, but it's just kind of been what guided me throughout my entire like artistic career, I suppose, if you could call it that. I don't know what to call it, because I was a photographer and I was a painter and I was a documentarian, and so like I just kind of like was interested in something and I just kind of followed it. But it also led me like all over the place. Like I got very scattered. I'm still very scattered, but like I'm less scattered now than I was even a year ago, even 2 years ago. Like my like attractions are just so like, I just love a lot. Like I can look at like a building and be like, oh my God, I love the way they designed that. Like that's so cool. Now I'm like, okay, focus. I'm trying to focus on certain sparks. And collage is just like a great way for me to kind of how do I put it? So, like, when I was younger, I would just, like, look at magazines all the time because I love all the colors and I love all the shapes and I love all the people because I love people, like, visually. I love the way they are. And magazines were just cool because they kind of combined all these elements in one place. Like, there's, like, a beautiful word and a beautiful font and a beautiful color and a beautiful shape. And they, like, arrange these things throughout. You know, the compositions are always very dazzling in magazines. Some magazines. And then there's beautiful photo shoots of beautiful people and beautiful clothing and different textures. And like, I'm very, like, I like to focus on different things. Like, I, like, can see, like, a clothing fold and I get excited about it. Because it's just such an interesting, like, shape to me. So I'm very, like, I love shapes. Like, shapes are very... integral words, English, they're just very, like, core to me and art in general. Like, the form and the shape in a composition, like, that makes it or breaks it. And collage kind of allows me to, like, find all these things that I like and, like, understand them and, like, take them out and understand them and, like, create a different, like, harmony. And but it also, like, brings together all these things that I loved about, like, different things and, like, bring it together. So, and I just think that's a very, like, important exercise too. And I don't know, I just, it's just fun, and people have been reacting to my collage work, like, more, almost more than anything else I've been doing. So I just feel like that's a good sign. Yeah. So I'm taking the sign and I'm running with it. It's like, I don't know, it's just kind of like a knack. And it's like, it doesn't stress me out to do it. Because, like, some illustrations that I've done have, like, stressed me out. Which is, like... So I'm doing, like, more minimal work or, like, specific work, specific illustration work. Because, I mean, it's... Being stressed out doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. But there are certain things that are just, like, they give you... That just flow more naturally. So you should, like, learn how to work with that and... Maybe put the other thing aside for now. Not abandon it, but, like, maybe revisit it later. So right now, like, a minimal illustration or, like, collaging is, like, what feels very natural for me right now. So, yeah. Yeah.
I love what you said about trusting something that has, like, a flow to it. Mm-hmm. You know, and it sounds like... For you right now, collage gives back to you as much as you give to it, yeah. Versus yeah. like some, yeah. you know, I can relate to, like, having some projects or hobbies or whatever, you know, art forms where it was like it was requiring me to give like 10 times more than I was actually receiving.
Yes. No, that's exactly it. That's yeah. exactly it. It's like it satisfies you, but it doesn't. But then, like, other people don't feel that satisfaction you got from it. And, like, I, like, believe that you should always do artwork that, like, satisfies you, like, that it should make you happy, but it just always feels better if someone else likes it too. Like, it just makes you feel understood. So some people don't need to feel understood. Some people don't really care, and that's great for them. Like, I'm really happy for them, but I like to, like, but it's just more fun to create something that makes someone else feel like, oh cool. You know, like, that's really fun. So yeah. So collage has been doing that for me. Like, it kind of creates, like, you see other people appreciating it, and then they, like, maybe want to try it themselves, and that's amazing. Like, and, like, I've done, like, illustrations before, and people, like, I don't know if it was just because, like, I wasn't good or something, but that doesn't really matter. There are some, like, artworks that are... There's just certain artworks that have people respond better, and just certain styles that you are better at, and other styles that maybe just weren't as natural for you. So I'm learning those things. So collage is, as you said, like, definitely, like, makes me feel more dimensional. It's just a little more dimensional instead of, like, I drew this for myself, but now it's just sitting here alone. You know, like, collage is more, like, receptive.
I love it. Yeah, that's, yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, it's great to make, like you said, it's great to make something because you just want to express yourself. But also in terms of, and I'm curious, like, selling your artwork, you know, if you're making something, realistically, and you want to create a business out of what you make, people do have to somehow respond to it in a way where they want to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. I never, like, yeah, exactly. Like, I never, like, saw myself as, like, a famous artist. I don't ever think I will be. I don't think that will ever be, like, my main livelihood, because I just don't, I don't, like, want to mass produce things. I don't want to, I just don't think that's the right thing for me, but it's really nice to make some extra change. You know, it's really nice to make some money off it because someone else wants to give it a home. You know, that feels great. It feels great that someone wants to take care of it, so that's important for me. But also make art that's easier to for people to understand too. I love fine art, and I love, you know, it's different. I feel, I don't think, you know, I could really make art that's like, that belongs on gallery walls. And there's also like a very, like, there's still very, very much elitism in the art world, and a very, like, you know, if you're not educated, then, you know, this is not for you. Like, I don't like that at all. Like, I like accessible things. I like some, I like work that, like, makes you feel like you can be part of it, you know, or like you can talk about it. So, you know, my goal is, like, simpler, like, more accessible, like, kind of, like, user-friendly things. So, yeah, and but that being said, it does help you be more, like, marketable, you know? So it's, like, an interesting balance that I'm trying to work with, because I don't want to, like, just do things for money, because that's not, like, but, like, it's awesome if it works out both ways, you know?
Yeah. I love how well you know yourself, and you know what works for you, and what you, what your intention is, you know, like, it could be easy to try to, at least I know my experience, like, trying to fit myself into boxes or places that isn't really me, mm-hmm. and then, like, it's not working, and I'm like, oh, why is this not working? Then I realize, oh, it's just not me, like, mm-hmm. it's not, it doesn't fit into my values or my intention, like, what's really important to me.
Yeah.
How did you discover, like, how do you know yourself so well? Because I feel like a lot of people, I mean, maybe some people do know themselves, and then there's a lot of people that just don't know themselves,
yeah.
and what their preferences are, what their priorities are. Like, how did you develop that skill?
That's a really good question. I don't really know. Like, I just, like,
it's just who you are.
I just spend a lot of time in my own head, honestly. Like, I'm a very daydreamy kind of person. Like, I spend a lot of time just, like, fantasizing. Like, it's so weird. But I'm just kind of like, what would I do if this happened? Or, like, or, like, why didn't that happen? Or, like, I just spend a lot of time, like, reflecting, though. Like, I really do just, like, every time I have, like, an interaction with somebody, literally every time I, like, talk to someone, I, like, take a few minutes to, like, think about how that conversation went. Like, that really, like, that's what I've been doing for years. Like, and I wasn't, like, no one told me to do that. It just kind of, like, naturally happened. Like, my head just kind of went to that mode. Because communication is, like, very important for me, and I feel like that's, like, the bread and butter of our lives, to just talking to people. Like, I mean, I'm not an extrovert by any means. I'm very introverted. I, like, if I talk to people all day, like, I'd, like, need, like, a day for myself after that, because it's very, because I'm very, like, I'm, like I told you earlier, like, I'm a sponge. Like, I absorb a lot, so I need, like, a, I'm, like, a battery that drains. I just need to recharge it, but talking to people is awesome, and but I like to, like, sit down and think about what they said and what I said, and if I really meant what I said, and if I made them feel a certain way. Like, I like to think about that. I do that a lot, so I think I just kind of learned, that's kind of, like, how I learned how to talk, or, like, I learned how I want to talk, you know? It's just self-reflection. It's just a lot of self-reflection.
Yeah.
Like, just a lot of, like, thinking about how things went and how I could make it better or different.
Yeah, that's amazing. I know a lot of people that don't, wouldn't think of doing that unless someone told them to. So that's just, it's just interesting. And I mean, I've, you know, having done, like, a lot of personal growth work, I feel like that's something a lot of coaches or teachers will tell you, like, reflect on yourself, journal, you know, but it just goes to show, like, it really works. It can really help you get to know yourself and what you prefer and what you want, and that's the most important thing in life, right? Like, if we are doing what works for us, what's in our alignment with our priorities and our values, that's when things start to flow a little easier.
Yes, definitely. You're totally right. It's just like, if you're not like taking the time to think about how something made you feel, like, you're like kind of not giving yourself credit. You're just like kind of like, you can't neglect that part of yourself, because then you just sort of end up feeling like lost and like directionless and like why did I do that? You have to think about that. You have to think about why you did something, or like why you said something, or like why you felt that way. It's just very like, people, I just feel like a lot of people don't tune into that, and they're missing out on certain things because they're not, and it's not their fault. It's like very hard to really think about that abstract concept, like, I feel this way. like it's weird, and they don't teach you that in school. You know, they don't even teach you how to like properly do your taxes in school. Like, at least not in my Florida public school system. They did not do any of that. It was terrible. But yeah, no, I'm just very sensitive. And I just like to be attuned to that. I think it's a skill, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's something you can definitely learn, obviously, and you should try to learn that all the time, but it's a skill too, I think.
Yeah. I love it. Wow. You have so much wisdom to share. Whoever gets to listen to this is very lucky, just to receive your consciousness and the energy that you kind of choose to like live inside of. It's really powerful. I'm like, oh, this Jasmine's going to be like top 30 under 30 magazine. Like, I'm seeing it. So what are you excited about right now? What's kind of juicy for you? What are you excited about creating or moving towards?
Oh man. Well, I was very excited about this, about just talking to someone who's so down to talk and just like, you know, like just down to hang and talk and talk about what makes them excited. Like, I love that. I love talking about things that are exciting or that someone feels is exciting. I like seeing passionate people. So this was a great, like, I was thinking about this interview for a while. This year has started off strong because I had that show that made me feel very like people were just very like nice and encouraging at my show, at my first art show that I had at the Hudson County Art Supply. It was on January 19th, and I was very excited about that. Because like, it was like, oh, like I had no intention of showing these collages at all, like ever, like in a formal sense. I just kind of made them. I was doing them since 2015, but someone was like, you have, you know, why not? Like someone, like a friend introduced me to this place, and then they were like, yeah, let's show your stuff. And I was like, oh, that's insane. Okay. So that kind of like, so like feeling like getting a chance, but also like being open enough to like ask around for a chance. Like, I'm gonna like focus on that, I think, this year. Like, that's a thing that I'm excited about this year. Also, just because I've moved here and like it's an entirely different environment and people are much more welcoming than they are in Miami. So I'm just excited to meet more people and see what opportunities there are, and just have more fun and be more playful, but also be more playful within the boundaries or like the guidelines I've created for myself after being so scatterbrained for the past ever, for the past forever. I'm excited about more collages and new collages and finding a way to still combine these other things I love within this medium, because I still love drawing. I still love drawing and painting, but how can I combine that with collage? And like, there's very obvious ways and people do that, but I want to see like what my style is. So I'm excited to find like my further sophisticated style, because I've gone through so many like identity and style changes. It's insane. Like, people are like, weren't you Diana like 2 seconds ago? And I was like, yeah, but this is what I'm doing now. Like, so I'm like just looking forward to like further refining this year, refining and being more open and being less anxious and being less shy and just being like, here I am, let's have fun. you know, that kind of thing. So that's what I look forward to this year, and just more art.
Yeah.
More fun.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love it. I love your energy and I love your excitement. It's so juicy. So I know you also have an online store. So do you want to say anything about that? Like,
oh gosh. Yeah, I do. It's a Threadless. It's a shop on threadless.com, and Threadless is this great online place where if you made something and you think it's great, you can put it on a shirt, or you can make it a sticker, or you can make it a notebook. And I wish I had enough like resources or wealth to like actually, you know, make it on my own. Like, I wish I could make my own shirt, but I don't have like the money or the time right now to like go buy 200 shirts.
Yeah.
So Threadless is awesome because they like help you surpass all that. And like, my Threadless is Primcess, Primcess at Threadless. And it's right now, it's just like some of the collages I've done made a little more minimal and put onto various household items or like t-shirts, and like a lot of the drawings, like the minimal like line drawings I've done are on there. And I'm doing a shop because some people don't think that art should be like, they don't think it should be like sold in that way, I think, which is, I understand completely, but I like art that's like wearable. Like, it's just like, because I think fashion is like wearable art in general, because it really like, it just kind of like refines, like, I don't know, you see someone on the street and they're wearing like a shirt that fits them just right with some interesting pattern on it. And then like something flowy that like something that just fits their form and brings out new shapes. Like, it makes you look, it just makes you look fun, and it makes you feel like, it brings you confidence, which is what matters. Like, yeah. Do whatever like makes you feel confident for your body, whatever makes you feel happiest, do it. But like, I just love when fashion is like, it really like adds to your sense of personality, and I think art can aid in that. And it is an art in itself. It's a different kind of art in itself. But I just hope I can have like my own like clothing brand where I just have like, yes, cute patterns on it that I made myself with my like message or energy like put into them. Or it's just fun. It's just really fun. Like, I want to do something fun like that, or like create like a breakfast shirt, like, because I love waffles and I love breakfast food. Let me make a shirt that has like waffles all over it, or like bacon, eggs and cheese, like bagels. Like, I want to do that because it's fun. Like, that, it just, you know, reminds you of like, why do I like life? Oh, because I get to wake up and eat breakfast food. Like, it's as simple as that for me, you know, at times. But, you know, fashion can do that. And fashion is a great way for you to, like, communicate with the people without really saying anything, you know. So, without, like physically saying anything. That's all I mean. The shop is, like, a good starting point for me there. Like, it'll help me, like, learn, like, tricks of the trade and, like, see what works and see what doesn't. So I'm excited about that shop. And I'm definitely, like, trying to focus on it more and focus on like promoting it more. And like, a whole other thing that you have to learn as an artist is like, how do you promote yourself? So this would be like a great way for me to do it too.
Yeah, I love it. I took a peek in your shop, and I love, and it's so, yeah, what you said of fashion being art. I felt that about like seeing your collages on t-shirts and sweatshirts or dish towels. It's so fun. It's so much whimsy. Yeah, and I'm so seeing and holding that vision for you that you can make your own stuff someday too. Totally possible. Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
DIY, like, do it yourself. Like,
yeah.
It's possible. It's possible to do it. It just takes like determination, which is what everyone says, but it's really true. Like, as corny as it sounds, like, that's the truth. Like, if you just keep it in your head every day, or even if like your head keeps it, like, not, you're not even like intentionally keeping it. It's like your head won't let you stop thinking about it. So like, that means, you know, you should keep going for it.
Yeah.
So that's what it is for me.
I love it. Well, I can't wait to just keep watching you accomplish amazing things and continue to express yourself and buy your waffle t-shirt.
I need to make that.
You need to make that waffle t-shirt.
Make a waffle shirt right now. Because I can't stop thinking about waffles. It's true. Like, I just got, like, a waffle machine the other day from my boyfriend's, one of his best friends. She's like, I had, like, 3 extra waffle machines. You want one? And I was like, please. So I can have my Christmas waffle. My boyfriend's like, what is that? And he's like, a Christmas waffle. You just make... I don't know, it's fun. Let's just do a Christmas waffle. He's like, I've never heard of that. You're making this up. And I'm like, I am. Waffles are great.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of whimsy and magic. You can just make stuff up that doesn't make any sense at all. Except if you like it, that's cool.
Exactly. I was like, let's do it. And then on Christmas, I made Pinterest obviously helped a lot with that. Like, you go on Pinterest, and I'm like, let's see what happens when I type Christmas waffle in. And then there was they made a green waffle. Wow. And they cut it up into, like, 4s, and then they just made it a shape of a tree. And I was like, that's so fun! And that's what I meant. Yeah. And he's like, I've never seen this before. And I'm like, well, you're gonna see it now. And then I, like, got, like, powdered sugar, and I, like, put sprinkles and, like, whipped cream and, like, fudge all over it. I'm, like, a huge sugar addict, which is terrible. But I don't care. I love it.
Yes.
I always talk about waffles.
I love your love for waffles. It's so delicious. If you ever want to come back on the podcast just to talk about waffles, let's do it.
I'm down. I will be a waffle enthusiast with you actively. Like, I will be like, what's in the news for waffles today? Like, I will write a report. I will.
I love it. I just got gluten-free pancake and waffle flour because I mostly avoid gluten, so it's totally possible.
Yes, that's great. No, that's great. I want to explore all kinds of waffles.
All right, so we will see you guys next time on the Waffle Show.
Please be there. It'll be tasty. It's going to be great. Let's all enable my sugar addiction right now.
Thank you so much, Jasmine. It's just awesome to be with you. And yeah, we'll thank you for listening. If you're listening out there, you listen this far, we'll put your links up. We'll put all the things, the waffles, everything.
Well, it was super awesome talking to you because you're just so easy to talk to. I love people that are just like, oh yeah, and they just let you talk. And then it's just like, it was a very nice, like, give and take kind of conversation, and like, you're so excitable and you have such a like affable energy, which is great. Like, we need more of that. Like, why aren't there more people who are just like, oh my god, let's talk, you know? I love that. So yeah, like, right now my website is wonky, but it's princessart.weebly.com. I have to say .weebly because I don't have my own domain anymore, but you know, I'm working there. You're going to put up the links and all that. So you can just find me on, like, IG. That's, like, my main thing right now. Princess. There's an underscore. You'll find it. I'm on there, and I'm, like, trying to...